Here in the 13th chapter of Luke, Jesus has been teaching about salvation and perdition, heaven and hell. It's a serious subject and prompts someone to ask Jesus point blank, "Lord, will only a few people be saved?" And his response, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough." Today, I first want to focus on what Jesus revealed here and be clear about it. And then I think it's important to take notice of our reaction to the gospel, because that can help motivate us to a deeper spiritual life. So first, let's just make really clear what Christ is trying to say in this passage. It is as serious as it sounds. Many will attempt salvation, but that's the key word, attempt. Many will not be successful. In short, God respects all our decisions, even the times that we don't choose him. You see, at the end of this life, we really are the summation of all the choices that we made, even if the summary of our life is not to be with God. There's a wonderful book by C.S. Lewis called The Great Divorce, which really illustrates this. The Great Divorce talks about the division between heaven and hell and how people choose which one. It follows different people after they die, and we see in their lifetime choices that led them to be the person that they are. So, for example, there was one woman, and she wrapped her whole identity on vanity. Day by day, she used to choose how she looked as a priority, and that slowly climbed to the most important thing of her life, just from each of those daily choices. When told that she could enter heaven with her family and friends right there waiting for her, she looked down and noticed that she wasn't dressed very nicely. She didn't have nice clothes or makeup. She did not want to be seen in that state. Her guide told her over and over, "No one will care. That doesn't matter. They just want to see you." But in the end, she cultivated a person that had a life of vanity to the point where she wanted to be seen as nicely dressed over the fact of entering heaven. While God and the saints know that, only know if this is how it works, the lesson that C.S. Lewis is trying to convey is real. Many are not strong enough to choose heaven because in the day-to-day life, they repeatedly choose something and become a person who prefers the thing over God. A lot of times as preachers and spiritual fathers, we priests, we try to shy away from this reality that many are not saved. But instead of steering around this clear message, I think today we have to confront it head on. So that takes us to our second point. How do we enter through the narrow gate? Well, the first step really is to find motivation to choose God over the things of this earth. See if the words of Christ today will do that. So I want you to just take a moment. We're going to pause a second. How are you reacting to Jesus telling you that many are not saved? So let's unpack what you might have felt. There are some people who probably just accepted this, have acceptance with it. Yeah, I mean, we were told that it is a choice and there aren't many that are going to heaven. There are many that aren't going to heaven. So if you have that acceptance within you, that is great. But let that be a motivator to kind of reach out to other people about this great reality. So maybe the next one to address is, did you feel maybe a little bit of fear? I think this one can be a very common reaction to hearing that it's not a guarantee that everyone makes it to heaven. Fear is actually okay, because a healthy fear can be a good motivator. It helps us identify what needs to change in my life. A healthy fear can help us stop and assess what's really important in my life. Much like the woman in the book, we start to ask ourselves, who is the person that I'm cultivating by my daily choices? Am I a person who prefers some things over God? It's then that we can really start to choose the good and then reject the bad. So while there can be a healthy fear, and that's a good thing, my warning to you is you can't have this fear turn into something that will paralyze you. Christ's message today is clear because he wants us to prioritize what really matters in our life and not to freeze us into place. So maybe another reaction to Christ's message that I want to address is the more concerning one. As you notice, like fear, I'm not concerned with that. That can be very healthy. But this one concerns me the most. It's the reaction of nothing. If you feel nothing or indifferent about the message directly from Jesus, that one can be dangerous. After teaching high school for many years, I saw students who were angry or cold to the faith. But the thing is, I actually had a lot more hope for them than the lukewarm students who just were indifferent. The ones who were angry or had that cold feeling to the faith, they could tell me or yell at me, whichever came first, all the things that were wrong. But you know what that did? Is they shared their hearts. They shared their experiences. I could then meet them where they are and speak the truth directly to their concerns. Those who have gone cold to the faith can usually pinpoint either a time, a message, or unfortunately, a person to where they found that they really do not like Jesus and the church. But if they're cold or angry or upset, I can communicate with them because they're talking about it. It's in those spaces that I can give them the real Jesus and put the truth that they heard into context. But those who felt nothing about the fact that we have to enter through the narrow gate, that was scary. Every time I would get done with a lesson in morality class, and a student either through their homework or on anonymous question day would let me know, I still don't care. I'm just kind of going to do whatever I want. I never, ever got mad as much as I got scared for them. In the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verse 15 and 16, God speaks. He says, I know your deeds. You are neither cold nor hot. How I wish you were one or the other. So since you are like lukewarm water, neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. If you feel lukewarm or not much to all of this, that's actually a great start. It's great to acknowledge it. Have us here at the church help you kind of rekindle some desire for God in your life, because that's exactly what we're here for. So in summary today, we ask ourselves the same question that the person asked point blank in the gospel to Jesus. Lord, will only a few people be saved? And his response was, strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. First, we acknowledged that at the end of our life, we are the summation of our choices. And then second, the solution to becoming strong enough starts with a motivation that we might need. Noticing what you're experiencing when you hear about Jesus and his message that not all are saved. Can you acknowledge within yourself, is there either a coldness or an anger? We can work with that. But is there an indifference? Because that one can be deadly. Because then nothing changes. Christ and his church can help with both. God helps us when we choose him. So use the sacraments and use the wisdom and knowledge in this church to get your answers. Choose God and he'll help guide you to the narrow gate. He'll guide you to the entrance of heaven. Mm-hmm.